Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Russia has committed crimes against humanity in Ukraine.
We will, as always, look at every legal possibility when it comes to going after the atrocities that Russia is committing in Ukraine. The determination that we made, crimes against humanity, is unfortunately starkly clear.
Secretary Blinken on CBS's Face the Nation. The head of the House Intelligence Committee says the U.S. could eventually reopen a dialogue with China after the U.S. shot down a Chinese spy balloon.
No one, of course, wants a Cold War, but that isn't the issue. What we want is a China that is not going to be an aggressor state, that's not going to be building up its military and threatening the United States, and certainly not making the negative comments that it is making instead of just openly apologizing for sending a spy balloon over our most sensitive military sites.
Representative Mike Turner spoke on CNN. The death toll from those twin earthquakes that struck Turkey and Syria is more than 44,000 as rescue operations are winding down in Turkey. In Syria,
for Mustafa al-Marawi, after enduring years of war and now this catastrophic earthquake that killed 20 members of his extended family, it's all too much.
I have no hope left, he says. I sometimes think it would have been better if I stayed under the rubble.
CBS's MTS Tayeb in northern Syria. In the church former President Jimmy Carter attended and where he once taught Sunday school,
showers of blessing.
The church is paying tribute to Jimmy Carter, who has decided to undergo hospice care at home in Plains, Georgia. Details from CBS's Peter King.
The Carter Center statement says the former president decided to spend his remaining time with family rather than in a hospital receiving further medical treatment for a series of health issues. Several years ago, he was treated for melanoma that spread to his liver and brain, but responded well. More recently, he's been in and out of hospitals several times.
Age may play a role in the next presidential race, but Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders tells CBS it really shouldn't.
Look at what they do, what they believe in. Mm-hmm. What are they fighting for? What does Donald Trump stand for? Do you believe in that? Well, I certainly don't. What does Joe Biden stand for? What is he doing? Has he accomplished? Look at him in that way, not on age.
GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley has said candidates over 75 should take a mental competency test. Some residents of East Palestine, Ohio, remain concerned after a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed there more than 2 weeks ago.
All the pollution and stuff, they're contaminating all of our water and all the soil around us. Very concerning. We're worried about laying our cat outside.
State and federal officials are setting up health clinics in the area. This is CBS News.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The long-term effects of Wisconsin's redistricting process were apparent in the November elections. A nonpartisan good government group says voters who feel overlooked should not give up. Mike Moen reports.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers won re-election, but Republicans maintained strong control over the legislature. Jay Heck of the group Common Cause points out that Evers maintains his veto power, but he says Republicans still carry a lot of weight, partly because they keep redrawing the maps to their advantage.
There were more votes cast for Democratic candidates statewide than Republican, but the contrast with the legislative elections in the state is so sharp, it almost makes laughable the idea that we have a true representative democracy.
Researchers have said that over the past decade, Wisconsin has produced among the most gerrymandered voting district maps in the country. Heck says voters should look ahead to next year's state Supreme Court election with the hope a less politicized court could eventually revisit the issue. And there could be legislation floated again next year to develop an independent redistricting process. In the meantime, he says the current maps allow a smaller percentage of voters to decide who controls the legislature, leaving other voters behind in fair representation.
Urban areas in Wisconsin have suffered a decline in the shared revenue from the state, even though those people pay taxes.
Heck says that means less support for schools, roads, and other public needs. Analysts say lawmakers representing these areas get packed into boundaries that ultimately diminish their voices at the state capitol. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. And he's back. None other than
Good
the Grave
morning.
Digger himself.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It's Monday morning. Let's go, baby.
Hey, man, listen, I got to ask you something before we get into all of this. You played all them years, and all you got was 7 sacks?
Earl, first of all, whoever the dummy was that made that intro is killing me. Number one. That was number two. Listen now, number two, I played with Reggie White, 200 sacks. I played with Santana Dotson, 75 to 85 sacks. I played with Sean Jones, 100 plus sacks. How in the world am I going to get a sack when everybody else stealing? My job was to make them look pretty and stop the run. Now, I did that.
That's right, nose guard. Taking up 2 blockers, right?
As a nose guard, you got to make stuff happen.
Right.
We like an offensive lineman. We got to keep the linebackers clean.
Right.
So it's kind of like, You make tackles and sacks when you can.
So for people who don't understand that terminology, keeping the linebacker clean, what do you mean by that?
Well, that means by me taking on double teams or triple teams so the linebackers can flow from left to right, up and back clean. Because the offensive lineman's job, guards especially, is to get up to the linebacker.
So the linebacker...
And if you're a good nose tackle, you can't let that happen.
So the linebacker is a glamour position.
Oh, he a pretty boy too. Yeah. I had linebackers I made look pretty.
Who were the linebackers with you?
Oh, man. When I started, when I first got to Green Bay, the middle linebacker was Brian Noble.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it went to Johnny Holland.
Yeah.
Then it went to George Koontz.
Yeah, Koontz. That's right.
Then it went to Bernardo Harris. Then it went to Nick Barnett.
Is it safe to say you didn't have the greatest linebacker crews? Because I don't think any of them made the ring, did they, of honor?
No. Absolutely. No, no. I mean, it's tough. It's tough to make it, man. But like I said, I made them household names.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
In Wisconsin, I sure did.
Especially our good friend, George Koontz.
Koontzy! Yeah. I'm gonna get Koontzy on this show,
Doctor,
man.
Dr. Koontz.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Dr. George Koontz.
Yeah.
He's over at Marion College right now.
Beautiful brother, man. Beautiful brother.
Oh, yeah. And one of the you haven't seen him like I've seen him. He is one of the funniest dudes walking on two legs.
Well, listen, man, I used to have Dr. Koontz on when I was on the a different radio station, man. He was always a brilliant guy to me. But you say he got a sense of humor, too, huh?
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you one time we was on the plane. Either we was coming back from, I don't know if it was Frisco or somebody. We just whooped up on Frisco as usual.
Right.
And you have a Jonah session, a Cap'n session.
Right.
You know, we just sitting around just talking about each other. I'm going to tell you, Leroy Butler and George Koontz going toe to toe on the plane. If your side didn't bust open laughing, something was wrong with you.
Now, I could see Leroy Butler in that kind of exchange. I really couldn't see Dr. Koontz. That's because I didn't know him.
Don't let that doctor fool you now.
Where was he from?
Huh?
Where was he from?
He went to East Carolina.
I mean, is that where he came from?
Carolinas, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, then that kind of explains it. But anyway, Gilbert, that was a Super Bowl last night, man.
Was it?
A real Super Bowl.
What do you mean real?
Hey, man, you know.
Hey, what do you mean real?
Well, 73 points were scored. That's a lot of points in a Super Bowl, man. I've seen some Super Bowls 14-10, you know. And 13-7. I like offense. That's like going to a baseball
game. Of course you do.
That's like going to a baseball game, man, and watching the a 1-0 game, and they say, "Oh, great game." I'm like, man, I want to see that. Hey, I want to see 14-11 in the baseball game.
Not 9 innings or nothing.
I know. Hey, so what are your thoughts on that game yesterday, man? You played in the Super Bowl twice.
I loved it.
Why?
I loved it, man. It was a great game. It was two teams evenly matched with somebody that had to make a mistake in order to win the game.
Now,
somebody had to make a mistake.
Yeah. Now you say somebody had to make a mistake. Do the defenses force the mistakes sometimes, or just so much pressure? I mean, they played almost flawless football, man.
Well, it was a lot of mistakes, because if you look up, it was supposed to be 21-7.
Yeah, yeah.
At the half.
That's true.
But Jalen Hurts fumbled the ball. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Fumbled the ball. They got the ball, I think, and scored on it. It was a lot of miscues first half. Second half, Kansas City showed why they're a championship team.
Yeah, they did.
Under Andy Reid.
Let me ask you something, man. Momentum. You hear people talking about momentum. Does that really matter in the game, man?
Yes, absolutely it matters in the game. I don't care. Sometimes it's home field advantage, momentum. But when both teams are in a place, it doesn't matter who get the dark jersey or the white jersey. It matters if you can get the momentum of the crowd on your side. And when you got that momentum of the crowd on your side, it's a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different ballgame because you feel like that everybody's in the house cheering for you. So I got to go out and play for them.
So listen,
momentum is key.
Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You know, the gravedigger wants to hear from you. You know, I guess you want to cast me, you know, to the side. But he wants to hear from you all. You know, Gilbert, you've been to two Super Bowls, man. And is it all the pump and stuff, man, before the game? I mean, do you get so high in, you know, that week before the game that you know, you just get so, when you get out there on the field, you're ready to blow up?
Yeah, man, it's funny. It's how the storylines go during the week. It's a whole lot of storylines going on during the week, you know, especially like this one with the two brothers and then you got the two black quarterbacks and you got, you know, got this, got that. And even off the field stuff with the Michael Irvin situation, everything is, you just want to get to the game. You want to get all that stuff. Okay, that's nice. Now, once them lights turn on, you step on that field, all that stuff don't even matter. It's about who wants it and who wants it the most.
You know, man, you say who wants it the most. I can't believe that Philadelphia's defensive line didn't want it. It's just that, man, Kansas City's offensive line, them boys was, they were there, man. They didn't want to get pushed around.
I'm gonna tell you this, Earl. I'm gonna tell you this. You raving about the winning team's offensive line. Let me tell you about the losing team's offensive line. When have you ever seen any team go for 4th-and-1 and 4th-and-2 that many times and get it? And get
never,
it.
Never.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. People don't understand. They want to talk about all the pretty boys and my receiver this and my receiver that and da-da-da-da-da. But when it boils up, it comes down to the big boys up front. Grunts, O-line, D-line, getting after it, period.
You know, you know, man, on both sides of the ball, the offensive and defensive lines, man, they were – looked like all pros to me on every position, man. I mean, they were really – it was some of the best line play I've ever seen.
Yes, and that's the thing with the two coaches, especially Andy Reid. They pride themselves on having great offensive lines and defensive lines. You know what I'm saying? And it even up front, if you make a mistake up front, it can be costly. It can be costly to your team. So you got to take your hats off to the both offense, defensive lines in this game because they play exceptionally.
You know, man, when we get back, we got a couple of callers on the line.
We got some callers.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, don't be surprised. Act like you've been there before. What did they say?
Earl, go ahead. Go ahead and finish your monologue, man.
Hey, act like you've been there before. We going to get the call.
Finish your monologue, all man. Right.
We got to go to break right now, man. Act like you've been there before. 844-967-2789. The Grave Digger. Under the Heaven with the Grave Digger and Earl Ingham. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 47 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, 25. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, high of 40. Cooler Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the low 30s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Wednesday. 1 to 2 inches of snow Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
It's about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Wisconsin, do you know the opportunity you have right now? Super Bowl was yesterday. A Super Bowl champion is on the line. A Ring of Fame honoree is on the line. And all you got to do is dial 844-967-2789 to get your chance to talk with the one and only Gravedigger. Hey, Tom from L.A., what's going on, man? Look, man, you in L.A., man.
Earl, good morning, Gilbert.
Why are you calling?
I know, right?
Gilbert, we going to let somebody from L.A. call?
Yeah, we're going to let him call. Go ahead, talk, man. Don't listen to Earl. Go ahead and talk, man.
It's okay, Gilbert. I used to go to school in Green Bay, so I guess that makes me okay. Anyway, I just wanted to say that first, we the people are the government, ultimately, and we must never forget that. Gilbert, I wanted to ask you a little bit different of a question. First, I thought that I've never seen two teams that have been so ready for the Super Bowl, I think, ever. I just seemed like they were flying all over the place. It seemed like they were, really, really... except for, like you said, a few mistakes. It was a very, very even team. It looked like they were both ready to play. So that was really fun as a sports fan. What I don't like, Gilbert, and I wanted to ask you your opinion on it, and yes, this is political, of course, Earl, what isn't with me, is all of this, I would like to see a separation between the military and the military-industrial complex and football. And I have a real issue with the fact of, even them putting Pat Tillman, who they basically set up to be this person that he wasn't, and the things that I saw on the TV yesterday on Fox, I was really there should be a separation between the two, I believe. Because, they say we don't talk about politics and religion at dinner conversations and all stuff. And they say, well, we don't talk about politics and football and everything when it comes to domestic policy. But boy, oh boy, when we talk about the military-industrial complex, we sure definitely throw it in everyone's faces almost constantly.
So, Earl,
your comment or Gilbert?
Well, so Tom, I know that Gilbert does not like to get involved in politics on the show. So, you and I can have that conversation a little bit later.
Then I'll hold my powder for it until next hour or whatever. But all right. Gilbert, I remember you guys, though, when I lived in Green Bay. And, you know, one thing Aaron Rodgers needs to realize is that if you don't have an offensive lineman, you know, blocking you, you're not going to go very far. I don't care how much money they're paying a quarterback. He doesn't have a great O-line, which was very, very impressive on the Philadelphia Eagles side with their offensive line. Like you said, fourth and one, fourth and inches, and they went for it even on the goal line. And, you know, that was tough. They were tough offensive and defensive lines on both sides of the ball.
Let's let Gilbert respond.
Thanks, Gilbert. What you got?
Ooh, Tom, a tough customer, ain't he? Lord,
he live in
LA, I don't know.
He live in LA.
All I do is play football, man. That's all I do. That's all I can say. I don't know about all that other stuff.
What about the offensive line he was talking about? How good Philadelphia?
Well, I mean, but you got to look at it like this, Earl. Like we've been talking about this whole conversation. The boys up front have to be right in order for you to win games. If they ain't right, you ain't right.
Let me ask you something, man. Why is it does it take so long to pay those boys? The horses don't get the money until later on. You know, it's only a handful of them get the money up front, but the majority of them don't. Would they have to prove who they are before they get paid?
But some guys, some guys can be the great pretenders. You remember that song?
Yeah.
The great pretenders. And you got to put them in certain situations against certain guys and see how they perform. I remember our jobs in training camp when me and Santana and the whole D-line was there. Our job, the coaches would come to us and say, you make sure this guy can make the team. And me and Santana, we done sent a lot of guys packing. we done gave a lot of guys an app on the roadmap. Go home because you ain't ready for this, Junior.
Let's do this. Let's go to Donna. Hey, good morning. Let's go to David from Mequon. Hey, David, how you doing, man? David?
He probably left because Tom took up all the time.
No, he's there. Hey, he's there.
I got two questions for Gilbert. One, what in the world was going on with the field? I mean, it looked like Soldier Field out there. They were slipping and sliding. I mean, that's Arizona. How does that happen? And I saw that the guy that does the sod, this is his last Super Bowl. He's been doing it every year since the Super Bowl, since the Packers were in the first Super Bowl. So I'm not sure, you know, they use some sort of new grass, and obviously that just, the players are flopping and flipping all over the place. The second question is Mahomes. When he got injured right before halftime, I thought, uh-oh, that's into Mahomes. So what do you think they did to get him, like, I mean, he seemed like he was fine after half. I mean, it's like he could run and do everything.
Yeah, it's
so,
a good question, man.
Those are my two questions.
It's a great question, Gilbert. What do they give y'all when you go in there and can't walk and you come back out and you don't feel nothing?
First of all, that sound like that idiot that was talking about football is scripted. First of all, on the field. Turf. On the field, you gotta factor in the weather, whatever it is that make it moisture. You know what I'm saying? But it is your job as a professional athlete to make sure you got the right shoes on. That's why I always went out before every game and made sure that either I got the small cleats or the tall cleats screwed into my shoes, but mid-game, the field is going to change again because everybody's been all over the field, stepping, making holes, doing all that other stuff. So it's your job as a professional to have the right shoes on.
I got to cut you.
Okay.
We got to go to a break. Thank you, Dave. 844-967-2789. We'll be coming to you guys on the phone lines. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says there is still strong bipartisan support in Congress for Ukraine in its war against Russia.
The longer they drag this out, they play into Putin's hands. He wants this to be a long, protracted war because he knows that potentially we could lose the will of the American people and therefore the Congress.
Representative Michael McCaul on CNN. Former President Jimmy Carter is having hospice care at home. CBS's Michael George reports.
In a tweet Saturday, Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock called Carter a man of great faith, saying God is surely walking with him in this tender time of transitioning.
The former president is 98. Rescue operations are winding down in Turkey following the earthquake that also struck Syria.
Crumbled concrete and twisted metal. This was once home to over 1,000 people. As many as 800 of them died right here.
CBS News Brief.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote all those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw.
Earl Ingram.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Congresswoman Bobart from Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, you just have to ask the question, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness?
Asking the tough questions, searching for the answers we're all looking for. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really missed you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to go under the helmet with the Gravedigger. Once again, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. And the Gravedigger is on the line.
Okay, call in.
Let's do this because we're awaiting his, what would you call him, man? Your right hand boy or your left hand boy? Let's see. Reggie was on the right hand.
We would call him the special guest with no brain.
let's see. It's none other than Super Bowl winner and
champion.
Super Bowl champion Santana Dotson. Hey, good morning to you, dear brother. How are you?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, man. Let me ask you, man. How long did you play with Gilbert?
Earl.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gilbert.
Hush up, Earl.
Go ahead.
let me do the induction right now. Introduction right. From parts unknown, Harris County, Texas, where you got Starsky and Hutch, where you got Batman and Robin, where you got Crockett and Tubbs, you got Brown and Dotson. Mr. Santana Dotson, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, man. When you got the two dudes you don't want to see walking down the dark alley, when you turn and run the other way. That's what you got.
Hey, Santana, I was trying to explain to Earl. When we was playing, we had a lot of different jobs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So one of our jobs was to send people packing. Them offensive linemen that the coaches come to, just tell them how we used to do it. Just tell them.
Yeah, God, Ron Wolf used to, you know, if we needed a couple of typically interior linemen and he was trying to feel it out, you know, because he wanted a little depth or maybe he was bringing in a new starter on the team, he would kind of pull me and Gilbert aside and say, hey, we got this guy coming in. I want y'all to work him today in training camp or work him today in practice. So, you know, he get a heavy diet of me and Gil for about half of the practice, lining up in front of him, 9-on-7, pass rush, goal line, or whatever drill was going on. And, you know, sometimes you can see those guys so frustrated, damn near crying on the sideline because they're just getting the business.
So
and it's like, hey, welcome to the NFL, babe. Come on, get you some.
Let me ask you, Santana. You came from Tampa Bay. You played, I don't know how many seasons in Tampa Bay before you wound up coming up to Green Bay. What was it like leaving Tampa Bay and that didn't have, I guess, that history, and then coming up to Green Bay and getting to play alongside the Gravedigger?
Yeah, well, you know, Tampa had beaches. It had a whole bunch of sunshine and convertible top. But they have no championship rings at the time. So it wasn't a hard decision to go on and make it on up to the frozen tundra and getting up there and playing along the sides of the Gravedigger and Reggie White and Sean Jones. You know, it was, I think it was one of the best or the best defensive line that I played on in my career. And, you know, the team was led through the defensive line and in the locker room as well as on the field. So it was a great time in my career to play alongside those guys.
Hey, Gilbert, Sean Jones joined y'all. He was the last one of the four linemen, right? I mean,
Santana was.
Okay.
Santana, I'm gonna say this about Santana, man. All them times we kept going up to Dallas, getting our tails kicked and doing this, that we needed a factor to get over the hump. And when they went out and got this pretty boy named Santana Dotson, pretty boy, and he came along this team, he changed the culture of our team. Because now we got a lot of push coming up the middle to chase the rabbit out to those big defensive ends that we had to make sacks. You understand what I'm saying? So I say Santana was the moving factor for us getting to the Super Bowl.
So what did you guys play, man? You played a 3-4 or did you play a 4-3?
No, Earl.
I don't know, I'm asking.
Earl, I'm just a radio talk show host, man. No, we played a 4-3. We played multiple defenses because we had the personnel to play multiple defenses.
Right.
The first, second, third down, we're going to give you that heavy. Third to fourth down, we're going to bring Santana in at the nose, and we're going to give you that pretty light stuff. You know what I'm saying? The quick hands movement, different things like that. So we was well-versed to being able to play those certain defenses because we had the personnel to do it.
So I thought, I know I shouldn't do any thinking, but I thought Santana played tackle and not nose guard.
Didn't you just hear what I just said? Didn't you just hear?
Yeah.
I said if we go to a third down, third and long, they're gonna pull me out and they're gonna put Santana in at the nose technique, because now you got all your pass rushers in. Or they can go four man. But we like to go three and put another DB back there so we can really shut your mouth. Santana, please help.
Yeah, it was all adjustments and, you know, just the matchup. So, you know, early downs, we ran the 4-3 like Gil is saying, and most times he was a nose guard, and I was what you would call a flip tackle, meaning I was a flip three, flipping from, depending on the strength call, to either side of the guard. But Sean and Reggie stayed at the ends. And then if it was down and distance dictating it, second and real long and third and real long, then Gil would be able to go get a glass of water. I'd move to the nose. You'd have Sean and Reggie running the defensive ends, and then you'd have the likes of Wayne Simmons or somebody like that may blitz and or rush. Or you may have Leroy Butler. You know, he always, during his career, he was always top four or five on the hierarchy as far as sacks were concerned, because he was a DB that played in the box and had a, you know, did a great job at penetrating, blitzing, and putting on pressure on the quarterback as well.
Hey, man, what was it like traveling with the Grave Digger, man? You know, I mean, I got to just imagine, man, that, you know, nonstop excitement.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, as long as it was a trip built around either car shopping or food shopping, Big Gil was all right. So it was always good to take a trip. You know, it was all about what restaurant we're going to, what, you know, how we're going to have a good time and enjoy the camaraderie off the field.
So you saw the Super Bowl yesterday. What was your take on it?
Man, you know, I thought the matchups were excellent. You know, you had two teams that were pretty much the same from records to quarterback play to O-line and D-line. And when you have that, it generally turns into a call or two. And I think the mishap was the Jalen, who played an excellent game, but he had a fumble turnover that went for a touchdown. Then you had the second half. They gave up a big punt return that went inside the 10. And those two plays were kind of like the equalizers in the game. You know, after that, they had that call that it wasn't very egregious, but that defensive holding call that went against Philadelphia really hurt them in the fourth quarter. You know, it was a 3rd-and-8 call, what they call defensive holding, which then it allowed Kansas City to just kind of squeeze the clock and leave no time left. But in a perfect world, Kansas City would have kicked the field goal, went up, and I would have loved to see Jalen, the possibilities of what he would do with that ball with a 1:45, 2 minutes left on the clock, if he'd be able to get the team down and score in position. That would have been a great Super Bowl. But I thought, you know, I thought from what I saw, it was good, an excellent Super Bowl. And then you have Rihanna at halftime, and ain't nobody going to complain about Rihanna. I know that.
Yeah, well, I am.
Why are you complaining about Rihanna?
I told you, Santana, I told you you ain't got no sense.
Hey, man.
Why he mad? Because she's with child? What? He don't want her to be? What's the problem?
Well, you know, she's not the Rihanna that we used to see. I guess you could say I'm not the guy I used to be 10, 12 years ago either. But anyway.
What? That shit.
Huh? Listen, man.
No. Who is? That's been at least 20, 30 years of Rihanna. Rihanna was 16 when you first saw her.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Hey, so
she an island woman. She an island woman on her second child. Cut it out.
Let's change that subject matter. Gilbert, you and Santana, man, ever think about coaching?
Man, we always coaching, man. You're going to always be a coach through life, man. So I got to coach you to act right sometimes, Earl. So, you know, we always coaching.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not anything you ever wanted to get into outside, you know, professionally.
I mean, I love coaching. I can see myself coaching. But right now, at the level we want to coach, it demands too much time. Yeah. We got too much work out here that we need to do as far as helping these kids or doing this, that, or the other. So that's when we become them old men that look like you with the gray hair.
So let me ask you, Santana, because I asked Gilbert earlier. When you lose a game, Philadelphia loss, what are they going through right now, man?
Well, it's tough. You know, you do a whole bunch of soul searching. You know, there are, you know, in a game, there are probably somewhere between 50 to 80 plays. So whether you're on the defense, offense, or special team side of the ball, you're looking at those plays and self-reflecting if you're really a professional. So you're saying, okay, well, if I'd have done my job a little better or possibly made this play or that play, then I'd have put our team in a better position to win. You know, I mean, we went to two Super Bowls, and I just remember flashes and glitter in the Super Bowl we won. But the Super Bowl we lost as a professional, I remember every play of that Super Bowl we lost, to answer your question. And you look at that, even down the line, 20 or so, 10, 20 years later, you still look at that as like, damn, if I could have just made this play, I'd have put us in a better position to win that game.
So let me ask either one of you guys.
You know, football, it's a sport that it's not like the other professions. So you got one chance, 60 minutes. A lot of it goes into coaching, game plans, preparation. It's not like the NBA and MLB where they've got seven times opportunities to get it right. You know, you can't say after last night, well, you know, we got a couple of days and we'll get a chance to do it again. So there's a part of the NFL that says, hey, 60 minutes, you got 60 minutes to figure it out and may the best man win. And I think that's what makes everybody tune in.
All right, guys, hang on. Got to run to a break. 844-967-2789. The Grave Digger and a little chocolate on the other side. Santana Dotson.
That boy crazy.
We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Santana, can you hear me?
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 47. westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 25 tonight. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 40. 1 to 2 inches of snow Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Who knows what he'll talk about today? Even we don't know. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, and he brought along a partner, Santana Dotson. We're honored to have both of them on the airways. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join the conversation. So Gilbert, you and Santana sound like, man, you haven't parted company since you guys played the game. So he's clearly more than just a friend on the football field. Sounds like he's a lifelong friend.
Yeah, Santana, that mole you can't get rid of that's on your back. You know what I mean?
Hey, let's do this. Let's bring in Eric from Wauwatosa. Hey, Eric, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say,
hey,
what?
How are y'all doing? Yeah, former Packer players and Packer fans. I'm a Lions fan, so, you know, I wanted to ask if, first off, let me say one thing, because I can't say much about wins and losses, but I think I remember seeing both of you guys in some Barry Sanders highlights. Anyways,
what's his name?
Go ahead.
Eric.
Eric, first of all, we forgot your name because you didn't even make no sense. Second of all, you forget we the only team that held Barry Sanders to negative yards, fool. And also, when me and Santana played, we never lost the Lions in Lambeau Field. Now, what you were saying?
I believe the negative 13 carries for negative 1 yards was just before you, right, Gilbert?
No, that was me, baby. That was all me, baby.
Oh, you played in that game. Well, congratulations. That was a heartbreaker for Lions fans. I'll tell you, that was a great game for you guys. But let me say, you know, Rihanna, I didn't pick up real quick on the belly rubs or nothing, and I never liked medley shows. To be honest, it ruined Prince for me. I paid money to go see Prince, and he played medleys, and I was upset about that. But she has a lot of hits, and it was great choreography. So I can't – and to be honest, I almost like it better than when they get the women out there shaking booties, because I'm not really a big fan of that either, because that's kind of demeaning in the end, you know.
Hey, Eric.
But
– go ahead quickly, man. What's your question?
I'm someone who watches sports, you know, like they always talk about that play at the end of the game and all that holding call and all that stuff. But, you know, I thought the biggest play, and I marked it in my head when it happened, was one play prior to that fumble by Hurts. They had that false start when it was fourth and one or third and one. And that brought him back 6 yards or 5 yards. They had third and six instead, and then he fumbled the ball. That was a huge play to me because it was 14-7, and they were rolling. Kansas City couldn't stop them. So that was a big play in my mind, and sure enough, they ended up losing. But also, I'd like to say that, you know, the Santana I know is talking about sports stuff, and I don't have anything to compare to y'all's experiences, but I still, to this day, I'm 52 years old, and I played senior year in high school in the state volleyball final, and I still hate on myself for a net violation I made. You know, all these years later, I'm still bugging on myself about hitting the net when I was playing volleyball back in high school.
Okay.
So I totally get that. Happy Black History Month to all you guys, and I like the show. Real quick, though, Earl, did this all come about just from you wondering about Gilbert in that lingerie league? I'll let you guys talk about it on the air.
Hey,
thank
Earl, you're gay. Earl, y'all gave this fool too much time. Nick, you get him off, would you? Get him off. Santana, you see what I got to deal with?
So his point.
Pre-screen your callers, man. You got to pre-screen your callers.
So he did make a relevant point, and that was the mistake that the offensive line or jumped when it was fourth and one.
He's exactly right, Earl. I mean, you know, that's part of the reflection too. You know, as a player, you think back of those. You think back at that play, at that offensive lineman. I think it was the right guard that jumped. So, you know, he's looking at that today. Like, if I just would have, you know, sat still, not been able to move, set my stance, you know, we'd have been a third and one, fourth and one, and then that fumble doesn't even happen. So I guarantee you nobody feels worse than him. And then Jalen, you know, he had an excellent game except for that play. So I'm sure he's rerunning and replaying that, and it was just he wasn't even hit. You know, the ball just kind of slipped out of his hands while he was doing his everyday job. So he's reflecting on that play. And those are the ones that we saw as a casual observer. But, you know, there are 100 plays during that game that you've got guys that are reflecting back now. Like, man, if I just would have been a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, I could have forced this fumble. I could have caught this interception. And my team would have won because that's how close of a contest it actually was yesterday.
So, Gilbert, how long do you carry that with you, man?
Carry that Super Bowl loss?
If you were the guy, who made the mistake, how long do you carry that with you?
Oh, you carry. Sometimes it's like baggage, man. You're going to carry it with you for a long time. You gotta have something to take that baggage off of you. So, he might carry that all off season until the beginning of the next season or training camp. It just depends on what kind of mindset that you are in to get rid of.
So there's nothing a teammate can say to you that will ease that pain.
You listening? You can see like I'm looking at you and see your gums bumping, but there ain't nothing coming out. That's how it is sometimes, girl. That's how it is.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, that's just really part of the reflection, man. I mean, you got to have a memory like a goldfish. And I read somewhere that a goldfish memory is 2 seconds. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But, you know, you got to go on to the next play. Don't get me wrong. Or the next game. But the NFL is such a fragile thing. You know, like when I, for instance, I played 11 years and I was naive enough to think that when I came to Green Bay in year 5, I was like, oh, no, we've got the offense, we've got the defense, we've got special teams. We're going to be in the next 3 to 4, out of the next 5 years, I say we'd be in the next 3 or 4 Super Bowls easily. And we got the 2 of them, you know. And what changes is injuries. Everybody wants not only your coaches, they want your players in free agency. So a lot of that is a transition every season. And that hill, that championship hill, becomes steeper and steeper to get back up there every year.
Look, guys, I hate to do this because, you know, unfortunately, you know, we got a time limit on the show.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands, seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota Style 12 Grain, Multigrain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.